St. Bonaventure's Catholic Youth Club. You had to be 15 to join, not as they have youth clubs these days from about the age of 10, I believe, or even younger. You had to be a practicing Catholic, and it was a wonderful club, that's all I can say. The happiest, very happy times I recall then. I joined when I was nearly 16, until I was about 21 I stayed in. Mm-hmm. We used to meet in the community centre, mm-hmm. because there were no parish halls then connected with the Catholic Church, because there was just St. Bonaventure's Church. Room 3 or room 4, every Sunday evening from, I think, about 7 till 10, and we danced to records, either, well, square dancing came in, ballroom dancing, we played table tennis, had other games, board games, we had debates, we had cycle rides. Every bank holiday Monday, we'd cycle to Broxbourne and boat on the river. That was a big thing. And of course, we always took picnics, and we were quite well connected with the youth club in Harpenden. And there's a hall there called Lourdes Hall, where we used to go and meet and have just a social occasion where there would be dancing and, mm-hmm. again, to records. Another very happy occasion with the youth club was carol singing. And we were a very good choir because we practiced, and we'd go out from about 10 days before Christmas, right onto the Christmas period, not early December. And we'd go out with our torches and lamps and everything. And we were quite well known because a number of people would be looking out for us over the years and invite us in for mince pies, mm-hmm. tea. But a particular thing that I remember is on Christmas Eve, we used to go into the pubs, which was very unheard of in those days.
Yes.
Because that wasn't where girls and boys went, or ladies even. I remember going into the cherry tree, into the pear tree, pass round the tin, and we raised the money for the Crusade of Rescue, which was a Catholic, a charity, that's the word I need. And we did that every year. So I guess I was a member from 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 5 years or so. But it was quite well known in Welwyn Garden, that club.
Yes.
Because it was well run by a chap called Dermot Doran, who has sadly died since. He lived in Parkway Close, and it was boys and girls, of course. There was never any alcohol. That wasn't heard of in those days.
No.
One or two, I think, marriages did occur, which was very nice, among the boys and girls. That's about all I can remember, really.
Have you any idea how much money you might have raised each Christmas, roughly?
Possibly. At that time, I suppose, £10-12, which was a reasonable amount in those days. That was early 50s.